Who's Your Daddy? On this moment of Indiana history. During his lifetime, Indiana Territorial Governor Thomas Posey made no claim to being the son of George Washington. In his autobiography, he simply wrote that he was born of respectable parentage near the Potomac in Virginia in the year 1750, 9th of July. It was not until well after Posey's death that such claims first surfaced in print. An 1871 report in the Cincinnati Daily Commercial on the installation of Posey's portrait in the Indiana State House included an acknowledgement of the resemblance between Posey and Washington and prompted the repetition of an unconfirmed rumor. Supposedly, prior to his marriage in 1759, the president had had a liaison with a widow living as a tenant on his Mount Vernon estate, the issue of which was Thomas Posey. Around 1905, an alternate version of Posey's origin story began circulating. The Virginia native was the product of an encounter between the 17-year-old Washington and his first love, Elizabeth Lloyd, who died before Washington could marry her, leaving the boy to be raised by a widow named Posey. Despite a long-standing folklore tradition linking the statesmen, including talk of letters in which Washington addresses Posey as "my dear son," there has never been any direct evidence of a biological connection between the two men, both of whom were considered extremely handsome and dashing in their time. The consensus among historians, scholars, and genealogists is that Posey was not Washington's son, but there is no real proof of that either, only circumstantial evidence. A Moment of Indiana History is a production of WFIU in partnership with the Indiana Public Broadcasting Stations. Research support comes from Indiana Magazine of History, published by the Indiana University Department of History.